When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cork Today at C103.ie.
Cork Today on C103.
Now, I have to say, we had so many calls and texts last week asking if we could get an update from Tipperary's Sean Meehan, who is facing homelessness. It's due to the local council refusing him permission to keep his log cabin on his own land. The deadline for demolition was last week, and I'm delighted to say Sean Meehan from New Inn in County Tipperary has taken time out to once again join us on the programme. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Patricia, everybody down there in Mallow.
Well, you're welcome to the programme. Now, you haven't demolished your home, so has the council been in contact with you, particularly since the deadline for the demolition was last week?
No, they have not. I received a letter. After all the letters I received were reinforcement notices and everything, but I got a letter last Monday to say that I was now on a housing list. But unfortunately, they didn't have any house to offer me at the moment or foreseeable future. And I would qualify for a HAP scheme, whatever that is. I'm not too sure.
It's help towards your rent. But you don't want to be put on a social housing list. You have a home.
That's basically my point, yeah. I made a home for myself. And as I said earlier to you like that, it's grand. It's well done. It's well finished. I've lived here all my life. I don't want them to try and take me out of here and stick me in somewhere that I don't feel comfortable in and I don't know anybody in the area.
So since the demolition order last week, how are you doing and are you afraid to leave the cabin? What's been happening with you?
I'm kind of in lockdown mode.
Are you?
I am. I kind of sneak off to the local shop for a few messages or something, and I try and have somebody here if I can. We have a WhatsApp group set up, so I would have a lot of numbers, so I would ring Keith, and then Keith would try and get people out here to stop it from taking place, if that is possible.
But because is that your fear, that the council will send in a demolition team to knock it?
That is my fear, yes, Patricia. Like, the date was the 14th, which is gone. So therefore, the demolition order, that stands. So I don't know. Obviously, they're not going to give me forewarning when they're going to arrive. So it's kind of lockdown here. Like the COVID, I'm in lockdown here, waiting for somebody to come banging at the gate, machinery arrive on and put me out the road. And I think the procedure, they arrest me, take me away from the equation, and then they proceed to take this thing down, strip the site down, my possessions, I don't know, throw them outside or whatever they do. I don't know. I've never been in that position. So it's a pretty daunting prospect.
The thought of gathering up your possessions and somebody leaving them on the side of the road.
Well, as I said to you the last time, it looks like we're going back to the bad old days of the evictions.
Are you getting a lot of support?
Absolutely amazing. We had a meeting in New Inn there back last week, small rural village, as you know, and there was over 250 people at the meeting. People from Wicklow, Carlow, all over the country, that their daughters and sons find themselves in the exact same situation. So they all stand with me on this. They said it's wrong. Then we had a march in Clonmel last Friday from the West Gate in Clonmel. There was over 400 people at the march. We marched through the town, the main street, O'Connor Street, all the way down to the council offices. It was a peaceful, dignified protest, just solidarity with everybody that showed to the meeting, the march, to say, this is wrong. Save Sean's Cabin. This is the way it is.
Yeah, I saw the banner, Save Sean's Cabin. And as you explained to us when we first spoke with you a couple of weeks ago, you very much feel that this is bigger than just you. You're not just doing this for you and for your little home.
No. Initially, I was trying to save my own skin. But when I realised that there were so many people, and the stories I've heard, a girl contacted the WhatsApp group yesterday through my daughter. She's a nurse in Dublin. She's living in one of these. Now she is an enforcement order against her, exactly the same as me. Now, if you take a lady doing that profession and ought to help other people, Florence Nightingale, back in the day, and now she is in exactly the same situation, her wages. She can't afford the exorbitant rents in Dublin. Now the next thing will happen, she will decide, you know what, I leave.
Yeah, and we need every single nurse that we have. We need them and more.
Yeah, we have a great education system in the country. We educate them to a high standard. People now we need, doctors, nurses, vets, all the healthcare people. And then when they're qualified, they're in Dublin or wherever, and they can't get accommodation. So we're going back to the days when they're emigrating. It's tough on them and it's tough on the families. As I said, the system is broken. They can do it for everybody else, but not for their own.
Have you the backing and support of local TDs and councillors?
Absolutely, 100%, all down the line. They are trying to get the law changed on this. As I said in a previous interview, if I've never done anything much good in my life, if I can swing this over the line for other people like that nurse in Dublin. Another couple came on to my daughter, the husband, the wife, and four children. And they have an enforcement order against them, exactly the same as me.
Wow.
So my point would be, Irish lives matter.
People
have used all over the world. So I say, well, I agree, Irish lives matter. So why can it be okay to house everybody as they build modular homes without planning, I may add? And that's all acceptable. Or if one comes down to our own people, it's a whole different ballgame. It's wrong.
Yeah, and I think it's not that you're looking for a Tipperary County Council to house you. I think that's the hard part of your particular story. It's, you know,
absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
I knew this. I know from other people that one lady was on a housing list for 9 years, and she's still on a housing list in a tiny little bed set with two children. and it's in bad condition, but 9 years. So I didn't want to end up in that situation. So I said, okay, I took the bull by the horns and I said, right, I can do this.
I'll look after myself.
I can. I'm self-sufficient. I said, I make my own little home. Okay, it is what it is. Maybe I went about it an orthodox way, but at the time, situations dictate what you do. If I left the home house, I had a bag, my few bits, I had nowhere else to go. So if I put my name down on the housing list, I'd be sleeping probably rough for 9 years before they'd figure out somewhere to find me.
And it's not that your little house is interfering with anyone.
The majority of people, Patricia, couldn't even find it.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that have done the interviews here, Virgin Media, I think, drove down around the block a few times. And they could not, even locals, they were saying, please, can you tell me?
Where are you?
Where's Sean's cabin?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think somebody gave him a convoy over the road.
Did I read, Sean, that Tipperary Council offered to build you a house on your land?
You see, this is my problem. This is my problem. Like, and all the time I'm going like that, and they say, but the problem they are being with, now, it wasn't official offer they put on the table.
Okay.
It was kind of under the counter to one of the councillors that they would be prepared if they built the house here for me. But the issue being there, I would have to sign over everything to them.
Because it would be a council house.
Then they would own the house. I would pay rent on the house. My idea here, my daughter has a little girl, 13, she stays out with me here. They live in an estate and they're not so happy there. So I said further down the line, they could have here. They love the dogs, they love the countryside. My granddaughter was born out here in my home house. So what they said, no. I said, okay, if that be the scenario, could I leave it to my daughter? And they said, no, it wouldn't be your property.
Yeah, that's your...
I said, whoa, that's what happened to those people in Clonmel.
That's your bit of inheritance that you want to pass
basically,
on.
As yeah. I said, yeah, what it is, yeah. Like maybe it will help her. Like the so-called property that nobody is ever going to get onto it. As I've the four children, and they're all struggling paying rent. They never own a house. Like, as I said, it's wrong. It's wrong. Give them a chance.
Now, when are you back in court, Sean?
I'm back in court with my bag on the 4th of April.
You say with your bag, is that, what is your solicitor telling you?
He thinks that is the way it has gone. The ruling from the judge is that it has to be taken down. So I broke the judge's rule. I did not take it down. So therefore, his directive would stand that I'm sentenced to 4 months in Limerick Jail. My panic would be, Patricia, that when I go to Limerick Jail, I've got somebody organised to look after my dogs, my animals. But my issue here would be that there was an ideal opportunity for them then to arrive on and take my cabin down. So I arrived back from Limerick Jail after spending 4 months of my 66th birthday. I'll be celebrating it in Limerick Jail.
Sean, they'll never lock you up for 4 months.
Look, I tell you one thing. I tell you, they're making an example of this. But I think what I'm doing is I'm putting it back to them. People power, this country is amazing. When people get behind you, as I've seen from this, people power can pull off some serious stuff. Ireland United can be a tough country, as we've proved in history.
Yeah, you've a lot of support.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in trouble with the guards before, Sean?
No.
Never?
No, in my younger days, maybe care with tax insurance.
Yeah. But have you ever been inside a prison?
No. Thank God for that. No.
Does the thought of it frighten you?
It is a daunting, yes. At my age and on like that, no, I don't fancy the idea of it. But I say, look, I'd be a bit of a stubborn mule. So I'd say if they used the carrot with me, I would be better. But to use the stick with me, no, not so good.
And what are your daughters saying to you?
They're all very upset about it, Patricia. It's not alone me. It reflects on my own family, my two daughters, Emma and Karina, my two sons, Sean and Gary. It's tough going on them also.
They Karina don't want said, to see their dad in jail.
No, Karina said, Dad, you can come and stay in with us. But Karina has three children. She has her own life. I'm not going to be a burden on anybody else. That was my reason for doing this. I like my own independence. I like my peace and quiet. I live out in the country area.
Yeah.
I come and go. I meet all the neighbours. I know everybody. But I'm afraid they'll try to stick me off into somewhere in a town or somewhere like
Look, that's where social houses are, if one became available. But should there's so many people on the list.
You could be
waiting years.
I could.
Have you, by the way, at any stage been able to sit down with the planners to outline your case for planning retention?
No. I done it all through my architect and everything went through. But no, they came back. I had a meeting once in there with them. And they said, well, look, you don't fit the criteria at that stage, they told me, for social housing because you sold your own house.
Yeah, but that's because you were in a divorce situation. Yes, you had to sell your own house.
That was exactly my point. So they're still coming across with the scenario that I don't show a social economic need. Like, how much of a social economic need do I need to show? All my ancestors are from a mile up the road, Chambersdown. They're all buried within a mile radius of where I live. So I don't know where the social economic need, where it all starts and finished. I'm not too sure about this. Only details.
Okay, I can see a lot of people are saying it's planners should be locked up and not Sean Meehan. Listen, you have huge support here in Cork, I have to say. A lot of people wanting to wish you all the best. We'll keep in contact with you, Sean. But look after yourself, because I think that's important as well. It's a very stressful time.
It is tough going. Yeah. First up, Patricia, I'm a tough old goat.
Listen, mind yourself, Sean, and thanks for taking our call this morning.
Okay, good.
God bless.
To you and your
bye
listeners.
Bye,
you.
Bye. That is, you couldn't help but feel sorry for the man. That is Sean Meehan, a pensioner from New Inn in Tipperary, battling hard to hang on to his little home.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.